This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ponston capsules. Active ingredient, S-methanamic acid. This leaflet provides important information about you using Ponston. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ponston. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Ponston? Ponston contains the active ingredient methanamic acid. Methanamic acid belongs to a group of medicines called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. These medicines work by relieving pain and inflammation. Ponston is used to relieve the symptoms of period pain and treat heavy periods. It also provides short-term relief of pain in conditions such as muscle and joint injuries such as sprains, strains and tendinitis. Dental pain. Although Ponston can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. Your doctor may have prescribed Ponston for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Ponston has been prescribed for you. Ponston is not addictive. What should I know before I use Ponston? Warnings. Do not use Ponston in children under 14 years of age. Do not use Ponston if 1. You are allergic to methanamic acid, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Aspirin. Any other NSAID medicine including COX-2 inhibitors. Many medicines used to treat headache, period pain, or other aches and pains contain aspirin or NSAID medicines. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to these medicines may include asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, hives, itching, or skin rash, fainting. If you are allergic to aspirin or NSAID medicines and take Ponston, these symptoms may be severe and require urgent medical attention. 2. You are pregnant and in the third trimester of your pregnancy. 3. You are breastfeeding. 4. You had diarrhea with this medicine in the past. Diarrhea may recur if you take Ponston again. 5. You have a gastric ulcer, that is, stomach or duodenal ulcer, a recent history of one, or have had gastric ulcers before. 6. You have or have had inflammation and or ulceration of the lining of the stomach or bowel. Some examples of these conditions include Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. 7. You have kidney disease. 8. You have severe heart failure. 9. You have liver failure. 10. You are about to have or have had recent coronary artery bypass surgery. 11. If the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. 12. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. If you are not sure if you should start taking Ponston, contact your doctor or pharmacist. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicine including aspirin or other NSAID medicine. Are allergic to any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are using an intrauterine contraceptive device, IUCD. Have or have a history of any other medical conditions including vomiting blood or bleeding from the back passage, heart failure, heart attack, stroke, heart disease. Use of Ponston may increase your risk of developing cardiovascular events, e.g. heart attack, even if you don't have a history of heart disease, high blood pressure, blood clots, a tendency to bleed, or other blood problems such as anemia, heartburn, indigestion, stomach ulcer, or other stomach problems, bowel or intestinal problems such as ulcerative colitis, diarrhea, asthma, pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives, or any other skin rash. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Ponston is not to be used at all during the third trimester of pregnancy. Ponston should not be used during the first two trimesters of pregnancy unless the expected benefits to the mother outweigh the risks to the baby. Seek advice from your doctor. Your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of taking this medicine. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Ponston is not to be used while breastfeeding. Ponston passes into breast milk and may affect your baby. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Ponston and affect how it works. Aspirin, including low doses of aspirin, used to prevent your blood from clotting in certain heart conditions. Warfarin, or similar medicines including apixaban, rivaroxaban, or dabigatran that are used to stop blood clots. Some medicines used to treat high blood pressure. Corticosteroids, medicines used to suppress the immune system or reduce inflammation. Some medicines used to treat diabetes. Lithium, a medicine used to treat mood swings in patients with bipolar disorder. Cyclosporin, or tacrolimus, medicines used to suppress the immune system. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, medicines used for depression. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some cancers. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Ponston. How do I use Ponston? How much to take / use? The usual dose of Ponston is 2 capsules, 500 mg 3 times daily with meals. Your doctor may recommend a different dose. This may depend on your age, your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Follow the instructions provided and use Ponston until your doctor tells you to stop. How to use Ponston? Swallow Ponston capsules whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew the capsules. Take Ponston with or after food. This may help reduce the possibility of stomach upset. When to take / use Ponston? Ponston should be taken at the first sign of pain to maximize effectiveness. Do not take Ponston for longer than your doctor says. Do not exceed the dosage recommended by your doctor. If you are not sure how long to take Ponston, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. If you need to take Ponston for a long time, see your doctor for regular checkups so that he or she can monitor your condition and treatment. If you forget to use Ponston, if you miss your dose at the usual time and it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your capsules as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Ponston, if you think that you have used too much Ponston, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Ponston, you may experience pain or tenderness in the stomach, diarrhea, muscle twitches, seizure, fit, confusion, dizziness, or hallucination. What should I know while using Ponston? Things you should do. If you are about to start taking any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Ponston. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists that are treating you that you are taking Ponston. If you are going to have surgery, tell your doctor you are taking Ponston. If you need to have any medical tests while you are taking Ponston, tell your doctor. Ponston may affect the results of some tests. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking Ponston. Get an infection while using Ponston. Ponston may hide some of the signs of an infection and may make you think, mistakenly, that you are well or that it is not serious. Signs of an infection may include fever, pain, swelling and redness. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using Ponston. Things you should not do. Do not give Ponston to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Ponston to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Ponston affects you. Ponston may cause dizziness or lightheadedness, drowsiness and blurred vision in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Ponston before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded, drowsy, or have changes to vision. If this occurs, do not drive. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol, be careful drinking alcohol whilst taking Ponstan. As with other NSAID medicines, alcohol may increase your risk of developing gastrointestinal complications. Looking after your medicine. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight, below 30 degrees Celsius. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they will not keep well. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Common side effects. Common side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal related symptoms. Stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, heartburn, indigestion, cramps, loss of appetite, constipation, diarrhea, pain in the stomach, wind, alertness related symptoms, dizziness, lightheadedness, drowsiness, sleeplessness, other, fluid retention, swelling, nervousness, headache. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these common side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Severe allergic reaction symptoms. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Asthma, wheezing, shortness of breath. Sudden or severe itching, skin rash, hives, pain, or tightness in the chest. Gastrointestinal symptoms. Vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. Severe pain or tenderness in the stomach. Severe diarrhea. Skin and blood related symptoms. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Reddish or purplish blotches under the skin. Severe blistering and or peeling of layers of skin. Yellowing of the skin and eyes, also called jaundice. Signs of low iron levels, anemia, such as tiredness, being short of breath, and looking pale. Alertness problems. Fainting, seizures, or fits. Severe dizziness. Changes to urine and stools. Bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Change in the color of urine passed, blood in the urine. A change in the amount or frequency of urine passed, burning feeling when passing urine. Bulky, gray, or pale colored stools. Eye and ear symptoms. Extreme sensitivity to bright light. Eye problems such as blurred vision or loss of color vision. Ear pain. Head and neck. Stiff neck. Severe or persistent headache. Other symptoms. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose, and genitals. Fast or irregular heartbeats, also called palpitations. Excessive sweating. Signs of frequent or worrying infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Worsening blood sugar levels in patients with diabetes. Unusual weight gain, swelling of ankles or legs. Stop use. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. What Ponstan contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Mefenamic acid. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide yellow. Brilliant blue. Gelatin. Carbon black. Ponstan does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Ponstan looks like. Ponston capsules have an ivory opaque body and an aqua blue opaque cap, and are marked in black with Park Davis on the body and cap. Ponston comes in blister packs of 50 capsules. This presentation is available only with a doctor's prescription. Ostar 225658. Who distributes Ponston? Pfizer Australia Pty Limited, Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in November 2023.